Number 35. The Beautician. Sharon owned a beauty parlor. People would often compliment her work, but she never became complacent, nor did she allow conceit to influence her. She knew if she allowed complacency to interfere with her work, she would work badly. She comported herself well. She thought of herself as a composer and used concave mirrors to help her with her compositions. They helped her to identify where a compensatory dab of makeup was required on a customer's face. She was composed and always ready to comply with a customer's wishes. It seemed that nothing could ruin her composure. Though she was complacent, she was not too compliant. In other words, her complacence was not universal. Total compliance could easily complicate matters. She would only participate in complicity if a customer was completely insistent. If a customer wanted something done that Sharon knew was not in the customer's best interests, she would conceal her distaste for the idea and politely offer a comprehensive and comprehensible alternative. Customers who knew her well would always concede that her idea was better. Those that didn't comprehend that Sharon was speaking from years of experience would soon feel compunctions about their decisions. Sharon didn't rely on her memory too much. She compiled a list of treatments and kept the compilation, which was compressed, into a small notebook near her while she worked. She used the list to compute which balance of cosmetics to use. For example, when a customer had a particularly ruddy complexion. As people in the beauty business know, many cosmetics and treatments are complementary. Each is a component that provides a complement for other components to compose a beautiful face or skin. It is almost compulsory to use only the finest treatments and cosmetics. A successful beautician should not make a compromise and use components or a compound of inferior quality. Not only would this be a con for the customer, but it would also be a demonstration of a lack of competence. Luckily for her customers, Sharon had a compulsion to do her work perfectly. She never had to compensate a single customer. Her compulsive behavior might sound strange to some people, but it was something that concatenated with other traits to comprise her wonderful personality. You simply couldn't conceive of a better beautician. It was this that allowed her to compete with other beauticians and win. The only thing I've ever heard people complain about was the smell of compost from outside the back of her beauty parlor.